The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You're here to talk to me about having an online presence, a digital presence online, which it seems is essential now.
It's absolutely vital because we're living in an increasingly digital world. So it's now more important than ever to have a really strong online presence, because if you want to be visible and relevant, and if you want to have a good network, it's not just, I think years ago, people thought having a good online profile on LinkedIn or platforms like that was about finding jobs. But I think people are now seeing that as the world is more digital, it's about far more than jobs. It's about networking. It's about business opportunities, collaborations, and your online profile is your shop window. So if you're not there, you risk.
So it's kind of like personal branding in a way.
It is.
That Donal is the go-to person for X.
Absolutely. It is your shop window. So if you want to say, for example, the old days of business development or the old days of networking, people went to their local chamber and they swapped business cards and shook hands. And because we do business with who we want to do business with. But in a digital world, your online profile is your shop window.
And you obviously reach far more people than you could ever reach at the local chamber of commerce do. How do you build that digital presence then? I mean, is it simply you start with LinkedIn, do you?
Well, it depends where your audience is. So I think the main platforms for me, when I think about it, for people that are in, say, for example, in professional services, for me, it's LinkedIn, it's YouTube, it's Instagram. And you see different demographics across each of those platforms. But I think LinkedIn is a great place to start. But it's about more than just having a LinkedIn profile. You know, years ago, it was simple enough to set up your LinkedIn profile like your CV, list out what are your qualifications, where have you worked, and have a professional photograph on it. Now there's a little bit of content marketing that's needed. So you need to, I suppose, showcase some of your work. So if you've been involved in projects or you've been involved in any particular initiatives that you can showcase, your LinkedIn profile has to be a little bit more dynamic than just static. You know, you've got to maybe have some video content on it or some images of your work or some photos.
And how about discretion? You know, you're working for employer X and you've done a project for them, but you can't really talk about that online, can you?
Well, it depends. It depends if the project is confidential or not. So if, for example, say you're working for a consumer brand and you've just launched a new product and you've played a key role in that, you might upload some of the press material. You might upload some photos from the launch event, or you might highlight what your achievements in that word that are in the public domain.
Now, how do you go about constructing that, or will AI do it for you?
Oh, I think AI on social media is a major ick, to be honest with you, because if you look at somebody's LinkedIn and they're starting to share blog posts that have been written by AI, it's very, very obvious. So I think what you need to do is, AI is fine to give you a little bit of structure, but it has to have human oversight. You have to write it yourself.
Okay, so let's start with that LinkedIn profile. And you've done that and you've made it as dynamic as you can, and you keep on updating it with any new achievements that... Okay, what then? What else?
Well, it depends where your audience is. So you may look at saying, okay, we want to create an Instagram page, or we want to create a YouTube channel. And then it's, well, what's the content that you share? And there's a theory that says there should be three buckets. And the three buckets are that you might share a little bit of behind the scenes. So what is life like at News Talk? So that people kind of connect with your brand on a cultural level. You might say, you might share a little bit about the projects you've been involved with and a little bit of market insight. So an interesting news article that you found that's relevant to your audience or to your cohort. Because if your content that you're sharing is all the same, it becomes kind of white noise and boring to your audience. But you know something that's really interesting about this whole idea of creating your online exposure? There is a model called the PIE model, P-I-E, that was written by Harvey Coleman back in 1996. And he said that your career progression, or your likelihood to advance in your career, is based on P-I-E. P being performance. And that, so if you take the level of competence that someone has, your performance only accounts for 10% of your career progression. The next factor is I, which is image, and that's how others perceive you. So people in your organization or people outside your organization. And then the final one, which
is... What percentage is that one?
30%.
30%, okay.
So and then the final...
60%.
And the most important, the 60% is exposure. So that's, I suppose, how visible you are to the right people inside your organization and outside your organization.
So this brings us back to remote working versus in-person working. Your exposure is kind of limited if you're at home?
Well, that's the thing. In a digital world, if you work for an international or a multinational organization, you can be more visible through your social and digital professional profile.
While sitting in
Donegal, then you may be if you're in the office. So it's a digital world now. So, of course, that's the positions that can be worked remotely, but it's really important. Mm-hmm.
Question from a listener. What's the best type of picture of yourself to put up on your LinkedIn or whatever? Because it would be for a man, the collar and tie. That day is gone.
It depends on the market that you're in. I think once you've got a clear professional photo, I'd probably stay away from selfies. But, you know, I certainly wouldn't have one from the pub with a few friends in the background. But just a clear headshot.
And not one from the beach.
Definitely not one from the beach. But having said that, you see more and more people sharing content on LinkedIn when they've just come back from their holidays and they want to let their network know that they're back in work and they're ready to take on the next piece of work. So a bit of social content is okay. But for the headshot, I'd keep it professional.
Is it important to join online communities that are in the same milieu as you are?
That can be useful. And sometimes you'll join online communities that meet in person. But I think the most important thing to do is to follow companies that you're interested in. So, for example, if you work in a particular area and there's 10 companies that you think I'd really love to work there, the best thing to do is to follow their company pages, because you'll be alerted, first of all, when any new opportunities come up, when any new products release, or there's any company announcements around mergers and acquisitions. So by actually following those companies, there's a metric that says that people that follow companies are more likely to be hired by them.
Okay.
Because you get the first heads up on what opportunities are coming up. So that would be my tip.
So how do you get a job through LinkedIn, asks one of our listeners.
Well, there's two main ways. First of all, LinkedIn has job ads that you can apply, and you can apply with your LinkedIn profile, which is a little bit more convenient sometimes than applying with your CV. But more importantly is by companies reaching out to you. So if you've got a good LinkedIn profile that highlights your skills and experience, companies will search LinkedIn for your particular skill set and they'll reach out to you through in-mails or through just direct messages.
So it would be important to have keywords that they will be searching for in your profile or they won't find you.
It's important that your job title clearly sets out what you do and keywords are in your description. And companies will reach out to you. And that's where I think people that, you know, there's the old thought of saying, you know, work hard in silence and let success be your noise. Those days are gone. You have to have a LinkedIn profile and opportunities will come to you.
Very good. Donal O'Donoghue, Managing Director at Sanderson Recruitment and host of the Talent Matters podcast. Donal, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.